You're listening to AM 1100 KFAX, and welcome to Boomer Talk with your host, Nancy Norris. Nancy is a passionate advocate of issues regarding seniors and their family. She's also a National Certified Guardian and Licensed Professional Fiduciary, Elder Care Advisor, and Licensed Financial Advisor. Each week at this time, we'll discuss important issues that seniors and boomers should be aware of. Now, here's your host for Boomer Talk, Nancy Norris.
Hi, good morning. It's nice to be with you today. Today on our show, we're going to talk about seven things baby boomers and elders should know to avoid the major pitfalls of aging. I did a presentation recently on this subject, and it was amazing how the audience responded, and I really think they learned some very important pieces of information, so I want to share this with our listeners today. And the other thing I'd like you to know is that coming up on Wednesday, November the 7th from 2 to 3 p.m. in Cupertino area at the Holder's Country Inn restaurant, I'm going to be doing a presentation and a meet and greet. So if you have an interest in coming in talking with me about some of your baby boomer issues or elder care issues, you're planning to try to step in and help mom and dad as they're aging, or you're having some problems with family members, you might need to talk about some family conflict resolution, anything along those lines. If you're a sandwich generation person and you're struggling raising a family and having elderly parents that you're taking care of, those are the kinds of things we're going to be talking about on Wednesday, November 7th. My office number, if you'd like to call an RSVP, is 408-294-5390, and I'll give you that information again a little bit later in the show. Again, just to give you a little mini introduction, my name is Nancy Norris. I'm a licensed private trustee. I'm a licensed fiduciary. A lot of people are not familiar with that term, fiduciary, but really what I do is act as a private trustee, also as a conservator, as a case manager, elder care consultant, and I'm a licensed financial advisor. So in my practice, I work with people of all ages, of course, and families that have special needs children, and help you guide your planning around the needs of your special needs child. So let's get started. Today we're going to talk about, again, seven things baby boomers and elders should know to avoid the major pitfalls of aging. Topic number one is what adult children need to know when you want to step in and you feel that you need to start helping your mom and dad. And also, what elders need to know when you think that you may start needing help with paying bills and managing some of your finances. So as an adult child, if you're noticing some changes in your parents, mild cognitive impairment, maybe they're getting forgetful, have a little dementia, maybe someone has recently fallen and taken a turn in their health, and you're faced with trying to figure out, can you afford to have health care at home? Do they need an assisted living community? What kind and where, which ones are good and what to look for. Those are the kinds of things that you need to discuss with someone like myself that can help guide you through the maze of information about how to go about adult children, how you can go about properly helping your parents. Something that's very important for adult children to know is that if you're going to be able to help your mom and dad with finances or with the healthcare decisions that might have to be made on their behalf, you have to have proper documents in order. And that takes us to topic number two, which is what is conservatorship, how to avoid it, what documents do you need in place, what's the public guardian and adult protective services. As a private professional fiduciary, I work with clients that oftentimes have been conserved by our public guardian system. And most people, when I mention the public guardian, they're not familiar with what that is. That's our governmental agency. That is a safety net that, for people who do not do the proper planning and they do not have someone appointed as a power of attorney for healthcare or a power of attorney for finance, or they have substantial assets and perhaps they don't have a trust, then the public guardian steps in. The public guardian also steps in if someone is being financially abused or physically abused, and if there's no one there as an advocate. So what we do in my company and what I do as a private professional trustee and conservator is help families avoid being conserved by the public guardian, being conserved by our government agencies. Adult Protective Services, some of you may have heard of that agency. They work in conjunction with the public guardian. If someone suspects that an elderly person is being, say, for example, neglected by their family or neglected by a caregiver, maybe they're being kept secluded from family, friends, and neighbors, and maybe they don't get out of the house very much, or it doesn't look like they're being well kept in terms of cleanliness and, you know, just physical maintenance. Then oftentimes what happens is concerned family and friends and neighbors may contact Adult Protective Services and make a report. So all of these things are important to know because you may know people around you that are falling prey to maybe being abused. And undue influence is a really common practice that we see, especially in families where an older person has maybe only one or two children to sort of depend on for their care. And perhaps one of those children are unduly influencing you as an elder. This show is designed to let you know that there are people out there that you can reach out to that can help you and can help you guard against being unduly influenced by someone in your family, a family friend or whatever. So back to the issue of conservatorship, I want to help listeners avoid conservatorship. And that's why it's important that when I meet with someone to do consulting, that we look at your estate planning documents and we make sure that you have your power of attorney for healthcare and it's in the proper order, and that you have a power of attorney for finance and that that is in the proper order. What is important is that you have a primary person that you appoint as your advocate and that you have a secondary and then perhaps a third person as well. And I have talked with many people. I have a lot of clients that maybe have outlived their family or they do not necessarily want their family to be involved, and they don't know where to turn for help. So hopefully this show is going to alert you to the fact that a private fiduciary such as myself can be an advocate for you. We can step up and we can help you out and guide you through, say, for example, the aging process and make sure that you're protected and that you can avoid being conserved by the public guardian and having the Adult Protective Services get involved in your life. Once the governmental agencies get involved, then it becomes very, very difficult for you to get out of that maze. It can be done, but as I said, it is difficult. Knowing that there are private professionals available to help you, like myself, and having your proper documents in order will keep you out of hopefully the public guardian system. So again, my name is Nancy Norris, and my company is Norris Fiduciary Services. If you want to give us a call anytime and discuss some of your concerns with us, our phone number is 408-294-5390. And as I mentioned earlier, I'm doing a meet and greet on Wednesday, November the 7th, in the Cupertino area from 2 to 3. And we'd love to have you come and sit with us and enjoy some cake and coffee, yum, yum, and see if there's any way that we can help you and answer some of your questions you may be struggling with. So the third item today, before we go on break, is your estate plan and financial house in order? As a licensed financial advisor, when I sit down and consult with families, one of the things I want to help them understand is, do you have your financial house in order, and is it really allocated for you based on your age, your life expectancy, and what it is that you need to accomplish with your money? You've worked hard your entire life and you have this money set aside for your retirement and to pay for long-term care costs as they come up, and they will come up if we are fortunate enough to live long enough. So sad to say, when I do look at clients' portfolios and their financial situation, many times they do not realize that they are invested in mutual funds or individual stocks that are not right for them. And they have been relying on a financial advisor, perhaps, for many years. They trust this person, and they don't really know the questions to ask. They don't know necessarily who to turn to for a second opinion. So I'd like to offer you the opportunity to turn to someone like myself, who is a licensed advisor, and that can help give you a second opinion, another pair of eyes to look at your financial portfolio. Make sure that it is allocated correctly and you're not in a lot of risk, because our market, stock market right now, you may or may not even know, is on a downward spiral. It has been recently as high as, the Dow has been as high as 13.6, and that was several months ago, and now it's down to 13,000 and change. So you want to realize that the market's going down and we don't know what's going to happen coming up here in the near future. And it's very important, if you want to preserve those assets, that you have a second opinion. And that's my opinion. So we're going to take a minute, go to a break. Again, you're listening to Norris Fiduciary Services. My name is Nancy Norris. I'm a private trustee, a financial advisor. And when we come back from break, this is Boomer Talk. We're going to talk about four or five other things. And we will be right back. So stay tuned. And if you have questions, call into the station today. Our number is, I'll give it to you when we come back. So stay tuned.
Find out more about today's topic online at boomertalkradio.com. Welcome back to Boomer Talk with Nancy Norris on AM 1100 KFAX.
Hi, thanks for staying tuned. You're listening to Boomer Talk. This is Nancy, your host, and my company is Norris Fiduciary Services. I'm a private trustee and licensed professional fiduciary. We were discussing seven things baby boomers and elders should know to avoid the major pitfalls of aging. So now we're going to, we left off prior to the break talking about your financial allocation, what's right for you, do you know how your assets are allocated, are you getting the proper cash flow, do you have too much risk in your portfolio? So again, if you're interested in getting a second pair of eyes, call our office at 408-294-5390. We would be happy to discuss not only your estate planning and maybe some of your baby boomer issues or elder care issues. We'd be happy to take a look and give you our advice and opinion on your asset allocation and diversification. Okay, the next topic is successor trustee risk and responsibilities, and ask you a question. If you've done your estate planning, do you know who your successor trustee is? And do you have a secondary backup person? So if you haven't done your estate planning, I highly recommend that you do. We can help channel you to some good quality estate planning attorneys here in the Bay Area. If you haven't reviewed your estate plan recently, I suggest that you take some time, make that a priority, and take a look at your estate plan to make sure that you have all the components necessary. So the question is, who's your successor trustee? Has that been reviewed? And do you need to maybe reevaluate the person that you have appointed? Maybe you did your estate plan, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5, you know, years ago, and that person that you appointed perhaps maybe is not the right person for the job right now. Now, as a private trustee and private fiduciary, you probably may not even know that there are people like myself available to step in and help you. A lot of people don't even know that private fiduciaries even exist. And I have clients that don't have necessarily family that are able and willing and capable of being appointed as a successor trustee or they don't have any friends that they could appoint, and they don't really want to burden a friend with that responsibility and or the risk. When I was doing my presentation recently, I mentioned to people in the room that a trustee has a lot of liability, and we can be sued. And it only takes one beneficiary out of the group of beneficiaries to be unhappy about the job the successor trustee has done or is doing, and can bring litigation against the successor trustee and sue them. And most people found that to be a surprise. But lo and behold, it can happen, and it happens quite often. So that's where the family conflict comes in. If you've got siblings or other family members, you've got a, let's say you have a brother and a sister, and they have spouses, and you've appointed them, let's use this as an example, as co-trustees, your two children as co-trustees, and they have spouses. Well, you've got four people in the mix now, and that can turn out to be a litigious type situation, and it can get very complicated. While we're on that subject, I do not recommend that you have co-trustees in your estate plan. If you want to talk to me about why, you can give me a call. We can go into some more details. So, again, with your estate plan, you may need to reevaluate who your successor trustee is. You may need to change it. You might want to talk with me about having a neutral third party step in, because you might realize that you have a contentious type family, family that might have a tendency towards conflict and not be getting along really well. And you might want to avoid problems in the future should you become incapacitated and or when you pass away. Again, this is true also for special needs trusts. We do trust administration for regular revocable living trusts, and we do trust administration for special needs trusts. So if you have any of those questions or concerns, you can give us a call. Again, my company is Norris Fiduciary Services. Our number is 408-294-5390. I am doing a meet and greet on Wednesday, November the 7th from 2 to 3. That's going to be in the Cupertino area at Holder's Country Inn. Try to come and join us. We're going to have cake and coffee, and it's going to be a small informal group, and we're going to talk about baby boomer issues, elder care issues. If you have anything on your mind and you'd like to discuss, please come and join us on November the 7th. The next topic we're going to chat about today is downsizing. Some of you are in a large home. You may be realizing that it's harder for you to maintain that home, and your desire is to continue to live in your home. But you might find that you've got 40 years of stuff that needs to be sorted through. Some of it needs to be discarded, and or you might need to make a room available for a live-in caregiver, or an occasional person to stay over as a caregiver. A lot of people want to stay home and age in place. So what that involves oftentimes is organizing your home. You may not have anybody that can help you. That's another service that we offer, and is related to estate organizing and downsizing. For those of you who have to realize that maybe you have to downsize to the point that you're going to move into an assisted living community, moving out of a large house may be an overwhelming thought, but that is something that our company can assist you with. Another question is, what is your plan for long-term care options? Now, some of you are baby boomers, and you might be working with a company that offers long-term care insurance. I would suggest that you take a look at that plan. And not only that, but the question should come up if you have parents, aging parents, that you're trying to help. What are your parents' plans for paying for long-term care? Because a lot of my clients are in a situation where they are aging in place at home, they do need full-time care, and the cost is around $6,000 a month. Now, many people are sort of in shock about that cost, but it is actually a lot more expensive if you have an elderly parent, or you are an elderly person and you might need to go into a nursing home, or let's say, for example, a dementia wing, and the costs there are above, are at $6,000 or more, depending on the level of care. So the question to the family becomes, how have you discussed, this possible situation with your parents? Because I know in my practice that oftentimes elderly parents have not discussed financial situations with their kids. So the adult children are sort of surprised, number one, to find out that the parents are more financially comfortable than they thought, or number two, are less financially comfortable than they thought. So oftentimes these situations become exposed to the adult child, who finds themselves in a situation that they are faced with trying to help mom and dad, and they find, oh my gosh, there's not enough money here to pay for long-term care for my aging parent for very long, maybe for 3 or 4 or 5 months or less. Then you need to talk with someone about what are your financial options, what are your resources in the community to help pay for long-term care. So many times I'm working with families, they're faced with having someone in a nursing home for long-term care. Then we have to start talking about Medi-Cal. And how does Medi-Cal factor in? What allows you to qualify for Medi-Cal? And how do we do proper Medi-Cal planning? So all of these impact your long-term care options. So if you have questions along those lines, if you're dealing with that, please give us a call at Norris Fiduciary Services, 408-294-5390, and we'll be happy to talk you through and do some consulting with you about what your options are if you're facing a situation dealing with long-term care. And then lastly, a couple of things I want to mention today for the people listening. You might want to be on alert for telephone scams and email scams for people who are trying to and are taking taking advantage of elderly people on the phone and taking their credit card information or their banking information over the phone, and then causing those people to lose hundreds of thousands of dollars. I've got several clients I've worked with to try to recoup some of that money, where the adult child calls me and says, you know, I just found out that my dad has been giving his credit card to these companies that are calling on the phone. We didn't know this was going on, but we noticed that dad's mental capabilities were declining and mom has never been involved with finances. So we stepped in and we've discovered that dad has been having money come out of his account to the tune of $4,000 and $5,000 at a time, going to these agencies or these companies, I should say, in Arizona. So I want to alert you to make sure that you intervene and you pay attention if something like that is going on with your folks. And if you're an elder and you're listening, I want you to be cautious and not give your credit card number over the phone to anybody that calls and asks for it. And certainly don't give out your bank account, your bank information and your bank account number, because this particular client also had money coming out of his checking account because he had given these people over the phone his bank information and his checking account information. So our show is almost over today. You've been listening to Boomer Talk. Again, my name is Nancy Norris. My company is Norris Fiduciary Services. I'm a private trustee, an elder care consultant, and we offer a lot of services for those of you that are elders and baby boomers. If anything you've heard today sparks an interest, please give us a call at 408-294-5390 and try to come and see us November the 7th for the meet and greet in Cupertino at Holders for Cake and Coffee. And it's been my pleasure talking with you today. I hope you've learned something, and be well and God bless. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to Boomer Talk with Nancy Norris. For more information on today's topic, log on to boomertalkradio.com. That's boomertalkradio.com. Or call Nancy directly at 800-969-1418. That's toll-free 800-969-1418. Join us again next week at this time for another edition of Boomer Talk Radio with Nancy Norris here on AM 1100 KFAX.